Yesterday, I brought you a conundrum that I was faced with when dealing with a single friend who very kindly showed me his Hinge profile. It's one of the dating apps. We think the tagline for Hinge is, we want you to delete this app. We want you to delete it because you'll have found your soulmate.
Yeah, love is real.
You won't need this app anymore. And on Hinge, there's this thing called prompts where basically you can select from a bunch of different questions, almost like you were doing the security question to make sure if you forget your password, it asks you like, what's your mum's maiden name? Sort of prompts like right. that, and they can appear on your profile.
Not the robot one. You don't have to identify traffic lights.
No, you don't have to do that.
Gets me nervous every time.
sort of conversation starters, I guess. So someone swiping through can go, hey, that's an interesting point you make about the B movie, I'd love to discuss it with you. Yeah, okay. And thus you find your soulmate.
Yeah. All
right, don't react so badly, all right? I'm sure someone wants to talk about B movie on Hinge, all right?
Yeah.
I've already found my soulmate, but if you're out there is someone out there for you too. But producer Alex, who joins us in studio, good morning, Al.
Morning.
You were able to give us some insight because you are, in fact, on Hinge.
I am on
Hinge. She's a token single lady.
Exactly.
Single lady. Yes, me and Perry.
Exactly. And you have... You have very kindly handed over your Hinge profile.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of thoughts as three married people in the room.
Yeah. Married people often do.
Exactly. And we thought we could go through and help you from our very wise perspectives as married people.
Yeah.
You know, what you're putting out into the world.
As three people who have never been on dating sites.
Exactly. Yeah. So, boys, we've all got a picture of Alex's profile here.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous pic. She's holding a puppy. We don't know whose dog that is.
That's mine.
Is that your dog? So edited.
Joking.
I think first impression.
Okay, let the roast ease in.
I think you look great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Putting out a good image.
Dog photo with you.
We did mention yesterday that I'm quite consistent with my dog photos.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're trying to use the dog to lure in a dog-friendly gentleman.
No, me.
Or lady.
Harlow and I just look really cute there, I thought.
Okay. So it's not a prop?
No, it definitely is a prop.
It's a prop, it's mate. A prop. Who are you lying to us?
Come on. I've got a dog.
It's not.
I've got a dog.
I genuinely...
If Morgan didn't exist, Ducko, as if you're not using Pam in your profile pic. Exactly.
Be,
it's nothing.
It'd be Pam and me topless.
That's already on your Instagram.
Well,
so, yeah.
Exactly. It's great. It's a great first trap. Exactly.
Yeah.
But the first prompt that Alex has chosen to go with, best travel story.
Okay.
So straight away, we know she's cultured. She's a lady of the world. She's been out and about.
Yes.
Yeah. She's left her four worlds. But she's gone with, best travel story is run-ins with angry locals throwing things from above. And there's also another line that maybe isn't appropriate to share on the radio.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bad travel story.
But what are you trying to get? Run-ins with angry locals? Is that a conversation starter? Like, hey, tell me about that person who threw something at you.
Yeah, it could be. That's good.
Yeah, because it's just enough of the story that you ask.
Yeah.
Yes, so I was quite reasonably vague. And that's the prompt that gets... Oh, actually, all the prompts do get... responded to over the photos. Oh, that's a bit concerning now I say it out loud. But the travel story is good. So that one is very vague, but then I've had a few people go like had similar scenarios, you know, like so that happened in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
The people above in the balconies, you know, they all hate tourists and then you know, you're outside, you know, being drunk and silly and, you know, we had a few eggs and a bucket of water and all that. So I don't think we were alone. So I have had a few people respond being like, oh, same, was it here or
very
what was
good.
It? You know,
great icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, very good. Uh-huh. The next prompt you've gone with, the dorkiest thing about me is, now this is, we've been friends for what? Going on a couple months now. You've been a part of the team.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Alex mention Sudoku?
No, not once.
My the dorkiest thing about me is my Sudoku obsession. Why? You've kept that up. Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Why are you keeping this?
No, I think that I'm trying to cast on the Sudoku.
Exactly.
Is that so you look smart?
I'm trying to cast the net.
I'm beautiful and I'm a bit smart.
And I've traveled the world.
I like to drink and travel and I like dogs and Sudoku.
Gosh, the dorkiest thing I've done is my master's in pure science.
I'm so geeky. I hate being smart. I am not smart. That is easily the only like clever thing that I do in my life.
Are you good at it?
What level of Sudoku? Who are you doing?
Careful, you might turn Nick on here.
Are you doing the five squares?
No, I'm just doing regular ones, but I have like a 200-page book that I always do at the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I always check the answers. I'm not really that good at it, but, you know, I can't do crosswords.
Do you do
board games.
Sudoku at the beach alone?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's sad, isn't it?
Okay. Well, that fits with the dorkiest thing that you do. And finally, the last prompt. Can you only pick three prompts?
Yes, okay. I believe so.
Your third and final, the one thing you should know about me is.
Yes.
I feel like the one thing we should know about is your
this
Sudoku
is my
obsession.
Most
yeah.
Don't believe the two first names stigma. Your surname is a first name.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yes. That's not bad. Yeah, your last name is your first name. Your first name is your first name.
Yeah, okay. And again, is that a conversation starter?
Yeah, I get a lot of people going, yeah, same. Oh, what's the stigma? What's going on with this? What does this mean?
Okay.
But yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, that means I'm probably going to have to give away my last name. That's good.
Exactly.
Are you 5'5"?
I am 5'5".
Are you taller than me? No, you're not.
I like to think so.
You're 5'8", aren't
you? I'm 5'8". Come stand next to me. There can't be lies on the... Is she taller than me? Nah.
No. Oh, geez, it's close.
Geez, it is close.
I thought I was fine. Am I shrinking or am I lying?
You might be shrinking, Doug. You know what? Your high hair, you should never have shaved it.
I shouldn't have shaved.
Never have shaved it.
Maybe you're only 5'8 without a haircut.